got a blessing for you. Oh, yeah, God's got a blessing for you. Oh, reach up. Come on, reach up and grab it. So you ain't doing what I'm telling you to do. You ain't gonna get nothing. Come on, reach up and grab it. Reach up. Oh, some of y'all think I'm just being silly. I'm gonna tell you what, when you say yes up to the Lord, my soul says yes. When you start saying that, you start saying certain things, and something begins to stir on the inside of you. You see, all this singing, all this worship, all this shouting, all this dancing and clapping is just preparing your heart for the word of the Lord. Oh, you don't know like I know. I said, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. I wish everybody would get on fire right now. Man, look at all these songs. Y'all got to be. What's wrong with y'all? Hey, man. I'm going to tell you what you don't know like I know. When we were singing that song, freedom, freedom, freedom. When we started singing that, I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my pain. I'm going to tell you, there was a day, and I know I preached this before, but I'm going to say it, and I feel like I need to say it right here, right now. I was sexually abused for 2 years, from the age of 6 to 8 years old. Messed up in my mind. That haunted me for years. Made me feel dirty. Made me feel worthless. The things that that individual told me, that he would come in if I ever told anybody, and he'd kill me, and he would do stuff to me that was unthinkable to a 6 and 8 year old boy. I'm going to tell you what, it kept me bound. It kept me scared. I was fearing for my life. I felt dirty. I was humiliated. I was a mess.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you, when that happened, and I began to think, when I got the Holy Ghost, when I was 14 years old, I was told by the enemy of my soul for years I wasn't worth it. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worth having God's Spirit. I wasn't worth having God's mercy. I wasn't worth having God's grace. Oh, but then I heard a preacher say that you can have God's mercy. You can have God's grace no matter what has ever happened in your life, in your world. It can be upside down. God loves you. God cares about you. There isn't no sin, no problem, no situation that's too deep, too disgusting, that God cannot help with, that God cannot deliver you from, that God cannot help you. I know I'm preaching to some people right now that you've been through the same thing and you don't know how to shout, but I'm going to tell you, you're looking at a preacher that has already been through some of the same things you did, and I'm shouting. And you know why? Because he set me free. I said he set me free. I traded in that hurt. I traded in that pain. I traded in that mental anguish. I said, hey, I'm done with this. I'm laying it at your feet. And somebody in this house, more than a few, I'm sure, needs to do the same thing. He give you the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. You're feeling heavy and low, and you can't shout, and you can't lift up your hands, and you can't clap your hands, and you have no... There's some of you that ought to have more liberty than what you do. This is your house, and you can shout, and you can do whatever you want to do. When it comes to worshiping God, there are no restrictions. Now, Brother Miguel and Sister Sister Melissa are here today. They've never been in at the home church here, and their kids, but this is how we have church. This is how we have church. They're used to whole mission church over in Winnemucca, but this is where we're heading, Brother McGowan. This is what kind of church is going to be in Winnemucca before too long. Amen. And you know what? We're excited because he did set us free from drugs, from alcohol, from sexual immorality, from lying, from stealing, from cheating, and all other kinds of the crazy stuff. Shout like we can shout. There ain't nobody that's got a better right than you and I. Because you're looking at an ex-drug addict, an ex-drug dealer, and gangbanger. You see that woman right there? See her with her hands up? She was an ex-gangbanger. She's a drug addict. But God set her free. God's delivered her from the... Jesus is here right now. So when I said reach up and grab him, I meant what I said. I got this pain, God. Reach up and grab a hold of him. I got this sorrow, God. Reach up and grab a hold of something that's real. It can change your life. It's changed mine. It's changed others around you. But you've got to do something. You know what this is reminding me of right now? I ain't the preacher, but I feel like I'm full of fire. I can go for it right now. I'm going to tell you, this brings back to my memory when that preacher told the young man to run up to the mountain. He said, deliverance is on its way. There's rain that's coming.
Yep, that's right.
And he said, run to the mountain. And he ran up there, and he didn't see anything happen. He came back and he said, well, see anything happen yet. He said, go up to the mountain and look again. And you know what I'm doing here this morning is I'm telling you again, go back up to that mountain because there's deliverance coming. There's an abundance of rain. There's an abundance of rain. The sun has set free is free indeed. And I'm telling you this morning that he is here, that he is able to deliver you. Well, hallelujah. You just got to run up to the mountain again. I said, you just got to run up to the mountain again. And don't tell, oh man, I got to clap my hands again. If you don't like clapping down here, you ain't going to like clapping up there. And if you don't like dancing down here, you ain't going to dance up there. Come on. If you don't like shouting down here, you ain't going to shout up there. When we get over yonder, we're going to shout, we're going to sing, we're going to dance, and today I'm just in a practice session. They're going to practice football, they're going to practice softball, they're going to practice soccer, but I'm going to practice going to heaven. Sad faces in heaven.
Right.
There ain't gonna be no sorrow, no pain. Amen. You may as well get used to smiling right here. Brother Burgess, that song that Brother Sisley used to sing. Well, the Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing. The Holy Ghost will fill you through and through. The Holy Ghost will set your feet a dancing and set your heart a dancing too. That's what the Holy Ghost will do for you. It'll put a smile on your face. It'll put joy in your heart. It'll put a skip in your step.
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. All right. So I guess we just gotta go on. Because everybody's like, come on, let's get on with the program here. I just want to have church. I want to see somebody deliver. Amen. Burgess is going to preach. Amen. I'm glad he's here. He's a preacher. As a matter of fact, you never know what he might do. Just for a fair warning. But Burgess, this is not stable. Okay? This one, you don't want to get up on this one. That was not screwed down to the ground, okay? Some of y'all laughing like, oh, there's more to that story. Yeah, there's some more to that story. Just because he looks like an older gentleman does not mean he can't shout the house down. Oh, yeah. He can get with it. He's just conserving his energy right now. So he can preach. I'm sure that's exactly what he's going to do. He's a fireball. Amen. He's one of the few men that I actually do. When I say elder, I mean it with all due respect and honor. Most definitely, I have called him on a couple of occasions, not very often, but I've called him on a couple of occasions and asked him for his advice and his wisdom. It's always been sound and very good, and I've appreciated his friendship. I'm glad he's here with us today. So, Bill Burgess, thank you very much for being here. He's been traveling, went to West Coast Conference. Amen. Who knows what we're going to hear? Amen. He might just preach a whole bunch on evangelism, which that'd be all right with me. Here, Brother Burgess. I want you to come, but we're going to sing you a song. Preach to me, oh, for whatever it takes, I must be saved. Oh, preacher, preach to me. Let's sing it again. Oh, I said, preacher, preach to me. I want you to preach to me, Ellen. Oh, I said, preacher, preach to me. For whatever takes up, will you sing it? Whatever it takes, I must be saved. Preach to me. Amen. God bless you, Brother Burgess. Preach to us.
Let's give the Lord a good hand of praise. You may be seated for just a moment. I was really hoping that Brother Newman would just keep on preaching. he kept right on preaching. And might have probably been the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be here this morning.
Amen.
Still morning. Mm-hmm. And feel the presence of God.
Yes.
Amen. Feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to say that I deeply and sincerely appreciate and love Brother Newman, his wife and family. Amen. The work they're doing here. I don't know how many years ago it was that I met him and just he and his wife and just fell in love with him. Amen. Because it was God in their life that I fell in love with. Amen. So I'm so happy to be here today. I feel a little intimidated after the introduction, but
Nah, preach to
it. Amen. Good to be here with my family. Good to be here with Brother Clem and Brother Steve and Sister Cindy and, of course, Brother Josh and his wife. Amen. I see they're not here. It might be in Sunday school. But I have a... can I take my time?
Yeah.
Your outlook changes. The older you get, and your outlook changes.
That's the truth, bro.
Amen. And you know, I said something about being intimidated, but I'm really not. You know why? Amen. Because people just don't expect a whole lot out of an old man.
Yeah,
that's funny. 74 years old, you just don't expect much out of an old man. So if I do good, you'll like it, and if I don't do good, you'll say, well, he's just an old man. So I'm not really intimidated. Amen. But your outlook, your approach to life changes a whole lot as you grow older. Amen. That's why. And I'm going to read out of the book of Proverbs after a while, but that's why that the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon is so different, but they're written by the same man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He wrote Song of Solomon as a young man, and you saw the, you know, the outlook of a young man.
Sure.
Then the book of Proverbs was written by a middle-aged man, which was the same person. Then the book of Ecclesiastes, he was an old man when he wrote that, when he penned those words. So you see different aspects of life in all these books, all three books.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you change. And when you're young, family, I'm talking about extended family, not just your children and grandchildren, but your extended family becomes a lot more, mean a lot more to you. It's just that way.
Yep.
And so I'm at the age that my family really means a lot to me. And so I'm so glad to be here with my kin people, Brother Clem. We've had a lot of good times together. And in church and out of church. Amen. And so good to see Brother Clem living for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, my relatives, so glad that they're here. And it's good to feel the presence of God. I look over this assembly, and I know I'm going slow, but maybe I'll speed up. I won't get on this desk, that's for sure. I can't get up here. I'm too old to get on. I have done that more than one time. Amen. But not today, unless Brother Newman will come help me. He helped me out now. Amen, amen. But I appreciate God. In this congregation, you appreciate your worship, your love for God, your reaching out for God. I felt the Holy Ghost a while ago. And I'm serious, Brother Newman. Might should have just kept running on preaching. Amen. But I appreciate what I feel here. We're living in the last days.
Yes, right.
Amen. I don't know when God's coming. I don't know when the Lord's coming. Neither do you.
No.
Amen.
No idea.
But Jesus said, no man knoweth the hour nor the day. Amen. But you can look at the signs of the time.
Right.
And you can look at things that goes on around us.
Yeah.
And I promise you that the signs of the time is in the air. And I want to be ready, don't you?
Yeah.
How many want to be ready for the coming of the Lord?
Amen.
I want
to
be ready.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I want to be saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, I know that we're going to have a dinner, lunch in a few minutes, and I know that most of the time on the we have these, I'm not pastor no more, but the church I attend, amen, we have these very often, and it's very good for fellowship. And but I've noticed that it's a lot of work that goes into it, and then anticipation and wanting the fellowship. But let's get our mind upon the Lord for just a moment here, amen, and see what God will do for us.
Amen.
I want God to work, don't you?
Amen.
In my life.
Amen.
Come on in my life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I want God to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I don't know you. I don't know this assembly, but I promise you that there's people here that need God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Yes. So if the only thing I can accomplish is convince you that the Holy Ghost is what you need.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Can I convince you that the Holy Ghost is the answer to every problem?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every trial?
Yes, sir.
Every situation that faces humanity, the Holy Ghost is the answer.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is.
Amen. Amen. If you'll stand with me, let me read just one passage of Scripture and for just a while. Amen. For just a while. See what God to do. Amen. Proverbs the 23rd chapter and the 23rd verse. Says, buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Amen. So we lift our hands and love the Lord. God, we love you, Jesus. We worship you. We give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you for your power, your spirit, your love, your mercy, God, your blessings. God, that we have felt this morning, Lord. Would you speak to our hearts? God, somehow help us to be sensitive to your word, God. Oh, God, captivate our minds, God. Captivate our spirit. Help us to bring every thought in subjection to you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. I pray in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
If I may, I want to just take the first part of this passage of Scripture. Amen. Buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Wisdom, instruction, and understanding is for another message. Amen. Just that alone. Buy the truth. Amen. I want to tell you a little story, too. Amen. I hadn't bought a car in a long time. And last year, I believe it was in February, my car had miles on it, and I don't know much about cars. I don't know much about those kind of things, and I don't know what to buy, what's good, and what's not. Amen. They all just takes you down the road. So I looked around, and several people in our church had Hondas, and so they were sold on. Said you. Brother Elder Burgess said you ought to buy your Honda. So I went over to the dealer in Olympia, about 18 miles away, and I walked in. And I of course, you know how salesmen are. They just throw me, you know. And I picked one out, and I said, I'm here to look at a car, and I'm here to buy one. And so he began to talk to him, and I said, let me just talk to you just a moment. I said, I'm not your typical car buyer. I'm really not. I said, I don't know much about cars, and I'm just not a typical car buyer. I said, I'm not arrogant. I'm not a smart aleck. Even I'm really congenial. I try my best to get along with everybody. But I want to be right up front with you. I want to be right up front. I said, I don't know anything about Hondas, And I own a Nissan now, and I just need another car. They're all good cars to me. I don't know that. I don't know about cars. I said, I'm not going to just jump and buy this car. I'm not, you know, all of this you're telling me, it's probably all true. Not saying it's not, but I'm not going to just jump and buy this car. I'm not the typical car buyer. I said, I'm going to shock you. And I said, if that offends you, you don't like that, and that makes you mad, I'm telling you ahead of time, just let me know, we'll be friends, and I'll go somewhere else. But I'm going to shop you. I'm not going to just buy the car. And he said, no, sir, that's fine. I appreciate that, no problem. So they looked at my car, and I told them, we sat down, I said, the bottom line, I said, what I want you to do, I said, I like the car. I drove it. It looks good. New one. I said, I like the car. I said, what I want you to do, I want you to write down on paper the least that you'll that you'll go with this car. The lease that you'll, the lease and the trade. I said, he said, we'll give you so much for you. I said, I'm not worried about how much you give me. I said, that doesn't concern me at all. I said, what I'm concerned about is the price between yours and mine. That's what I'm worried about. That's the only thing I want to know. I don't want you to tell me how much you're going to give me for my car. I don't want you to brag on my car. I want you to tell me the price between mine and yours. I said, I want you to write it down.
Yeah.
I want you to give me a copy of it. I said, so that I can take it somewhere else and see what they can do. And so he said, okay. Wrote it out, and he said, I said, if that's the best thing to do, he said, well, I go to the supervisor. He said, I got to take it to the supervisor. You know how they are. I said, okay. I said, sir, I said, when you go in there, you talk to that man. You tell him what kind of buyer you got out here. You tell him that I want the bottom line. The bottom line. And so he said, okay. And he went in, he came by, and he gave me a thing. I said, okay. I may be back. He said, well, how much, what will you offer? I said, I'm not going to offer you anything. I said, I already told you to give me the bottom line.
Don't need to go any further.
Yeah, I said, yeah. If I tell you I'll give you something cheaper, I said, the man's already, he didn't do what I asked him to do. I said, you might take it and then I can still get a better deal somewhere else. I said, I asked you for the bottom line. If you gave me the bottom line, you can't come down no more.
Right.
That's right.
And
right.
So,
or you lied.
He just looked at me. I said, I'm not going to give you an offer. And that was strange to him. So and he said, I walked out and I left. And I went to Tacoma. I went to the dealership in Tacoma. Make a long story short, I told him the same thing. Amen. And I ended up, I bought the car from Fife in Tacoma. Amen. Why I told you all this. Amen. The reason that I could do that, because there are thousands of car dealers.
Yeah.
The reason I could do that and be good, feel good about it, because I could walk right across the street to the Nissan. Amen. Dealership and get a car. I could have went to the Ford place, the Chevrolet place. They sell cars, hundreds of Honda dealers. But I'm going to tell you what, there's one place you get the truth. Amen. You can't buy this anywhere else.
Right.
Well, you can't buy this down at Walmart. Amen. You can't buy it across the street. It's got to come this way. Amen. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. I'm going to tell you one time in my life, amen, I found something that was a treasure, something that was worth something. I said, God, I've got to have this. Amen. I've got to have this. Whatever it costs me, God, I want it. Amen. It's going to cost you something to live for God. It's going to cost you something for this truth. Jesus, the Bible said, tell us to buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. Friend, and let me tell you, you've got to have this truth to go to heaven. You gotta have the word of God. You gotta, amen. This is the best thing that ever happened to someone's life. I was lost and alone and wretched and miserable without God. Amen. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've got to have this today. Come on, lift your hands and love the Lord. I've got to have the truth. Oh, hallelujah. I've got to have, amen, the word of the Lord. Amen. I've got to buy it. I've got to buy it. Money won't buy this. Amen. Smartness won't buy this. Amen. Amen. Beauty won't buy this. Strength won't buy it. But friend, you got somewhere deep down in your soul, you got to say, God, I love you. I want this truth. I want the hand of God in my life. I give you my all, God. Amen. I'll trade this. Amen. I'll sell. Amen. Weirdness. I'll sell. Amen. Pain and agony and suffering. I'll sell all this for this truth. I've got to have the truth of God.
That's right.
I've got to have the truth of God. Amen. 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 If money could buy this, if money could buy the truth, amen, I would say that none of us would be in this building today. Even if money could buy the truth, people like Warren Buffett, amen, and Paul Allen, amen, and others, amen, would have this truth, but money can't buy it. Amen. Money can't buy it. Amen. Education can't buy it. Amen. But let me tell you what, it's a even playing field. You buy it at the foot of Calvary. Amen. Someone at the foot of Calvary, you say, God, I've got to have you. I've got to have the truth. I've got to have the word of God in my life. Amen. I've got to have you, God. And if you'll turn to God, I'm telling you, God will change your life. Amen. God will give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. God will make you real. Amen. God will give you something to live for. Oh, God, help us today to understand that God's in this building. Amen. He wants you to buy it. Amen. It's not going to come cheap. Amen. You're not going to just walk up and say, God, I want the treasure. Yeah. Amen. I want the truth. Amen. But you're going to give your life for it. You're going to say, here I am, God. I give you everything. Amen. I'm not holding back, God. I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you my life. I'm going to give you my will. Amen. I'm going to give you my family. I'm going to give you everything. Amen. For the truth of God. That's why Solomon said, buy the truth and sell it not. Amen. There's people that are selling this truth out. But oh, God, I'm going to hold to it. Amen. I'm going to hold to this truth. Come on, clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's go. Amen. The Bible, amen. The Bible says he's the rock. Amen. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. And God of truth. Amen. A God of truth and without iniquity. Amen. Just and right is he. Amen. He's a perfect God. Amen. This is perfect truth, friend. He's a buckler. Amen. He's the Lord. Amen. And I trust in him. You gotta trust in the Lord. Amen. You gotta buy this truth with your soul and your spirit and your life. Amen. Amen. You don't just buy the truth. You don't just pick it up. Amen. But you gotta buy it with your life. Amen. Lift your hands and love the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. In Matthew, amen, the Bible, the 13th chapter, amen, of Matthew, it says, and the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hid in a field, in which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth the field. Amen. There are lots of people that I have preached to and I have witnessed to and I have been acquainted with and even have been my friend, amen, through the years of life, amen, that would like to have this Holy Ghost. They would like to have the truth, amen. They would like to have the treasure, amen, amen. But they just want that. They don't want anything else. They want the truth.
Right.
But you notice the writer here, Jesus said that, amen, the kingdom of God is like treasure in a field. Amen. A man found the treasure and he sold all that he had and he bought the field. Amen. You gotta buy the field. Amen. To have the treasure. You can't just buy the treasure. You're not gonna just walk up here and say, God, I want the Holy Ghost. I want this truth. I want this treasure. Amen. But you gotta have it all. Amen. You gotta buy the field. Amen. Where the treasure is, the field. Amen. The treasure's in the house of God. You gotta have what God offers. You gotta have it all. Just mention he went bought the whole field. You got to buy the field to have the treasure.
Yeah.
You gotta buy the field.
The whole field.
Amen. Not just the treasure. Amen. Amen. You gotta have the field. You gotta sell. Amen. You gotta sell. Amen. The things of life. Amen. You gotta sell pain and sorrow. Amen. An old way of talking. An old way of dressing. Amen. You gotta sell the old living. Amen. Completely sell it. Amen. To buy this field. Amen. Amen. You gotta have it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord today? Amen. Amen. What you buy? You buy, amen, the kingdom of God. You buy, amen, righteousness. You buy, holiness, amen. You buy the things of God. You buy, amen, joy and peace and righteousness. Amen. You buy all of this. Amen. It's in the field. It's in the field. It goes along with the treasure. Amen. It's not just the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, but you got to have, amen, you got to have what's in the field. Amen. In the field, in the house of God. Amen. You got to have direction. You got to have a pastor. Amen. That's in the field. You got to have, amen, direction in your life. You got to say, God, I got to have direction. God, somehow give me direction. Amen. God, I want joy. I want peace. Amen. I want to lay all this down. Amen. Brother Newman was talking about, amen, sorrow, pain, and thoughts of the past. You can lay that down.
Yes,
amen. It's not going to fit in the field. It's not in the field. You got to get rid of it. You got to say, God, I want to be changed. Amen. I want to be changed. I don't want to look like I look. I don't want to act like I look. I don't want to go to places that I go. I want God in my life. I want the field. I want it all. I got to have all. Amen. Not just the treasure. I got to have it. Everybody say all. Say it again, all. Amen. All the field. You gotta have all the field. Amen. 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 I have preached to people. I have witnessed to people. Amen. That tell me, preacher. Amen. I wish I could have the Holy Ghost. I want to be changed. Amen. I want the things of God. But they don't want the feel to go along with it. They just want to pick the treasure out.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you today, there's a field, amen, with a treasure in. You're not going to take the treasure out of the field. You got to come to the field. Amen. I'm not saying you can't get the Holy Ghost outside the house of God, outside of this building. But I'm here to tell you that you've got to put your life in this church. You got to put your life in this field. You got to say, God, I want the treasure, but I want the field also. I've got to have the field. I've got to have the field.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I want the church, don't you? Amen. I want the fellowship of the church. Amen. I want to live for God inside the house of God. I've got to have the field. Amen. There's some things that's in the field. Amen. That we got to have. We got to have. Amen. I've got to have the field. Jesus said, amen. They came to him and he answered some of their questions. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. You got to love God with all, amen, with everything. Amen. With all thy heart. Amen. You got to love God with all thy soul. Amen. You got to love God with all thy mind. Amen. That's part of the field. Amen. You can't love God part way. Amen. You got to love God with all your heart. Amen. Oh, let me tell you what I want to feel. I want everything that goes along with this truth. I don't want just the truth, but I want what the truth produces. It produces happiness and joy and peace,
yes,
and righteousness. I've got to have peace in my life. Come on, I said, I've got to have peace in my life. I've got to have contentment in my life. Amen. I've got to have the truth of God.
Amen.
Everything goes with it. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul.
All of thy soul.
And with all thy mind. Amen. There's something inside of you. Amen. Gotta say, God, I'm willing, Lord. Amen. To have the field and the treasure. Amen. About family. Amen. About job. Amen. About all the things of the world. I want the treasure, God. And so therefore I'm going to buy the field. Amen. Oh, God, help us to walk with you, God. Come on, help us to walk with God. Help us to walk with God. Help us to accept the field. Amen. Amen. I have pastored people. Amen. That would have really lived for God if it had not been for that family. Amen. But somehow you got to love your family and say, I'm going to live for God with all of my heart. Amen. What a family not does. Amen. I got to walk with God with all of my heart. Amen. I've got to have the treasure. I've got to have the treasure. Amen. There's some things in the field. Amen. That we got to have. Amen. In the third chapter, John Jesus, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. The Bible said, amen. He said, Rabbi, I know that you're a teacher. Amen. I know that you are. Amen. I know that you come from God. For no man can do these works except, amen, except God be with him. Amen. And Jesus looked at him. He didn't even address the question. He didn't even address, amen, the conversation. Amen. He could have said, yes, I'm from God. Yes, and on, amen. I do miracles and signs and wonders. He didn't even address that. Amen. He just looked at Nicodemus. He said, you've got to be born again of the water and of the Spirit.
Yeah, right.
He didn't address it. He just said, you've got to be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if you have truth, amen, there's got to be a change in your life. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Lift your hand and love the Lord.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Come on, let's stand and lift our hand. Come on, stand with us. Oh, hallelujah. Let's love the Lord. Of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Oh, you can't even see the kingdom of God. Amen. That's what we talk about, the truth of God. Amen. It's synonymous, the kingdom of God. Amen. The treasure in the field. Amen. It's synonymous. You got to have, amen, God in your life if you go to heaven. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. That is in the field of God. Amen. You got to go down in the watery grave in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You got to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some words inside of you. You got to say, God, I've got to have this truth.
Yeah, right.
I've got to have this truth.
Yeah,
amen. It's in the field. Romans said, amen, right. Romans said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but peace, but righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, the Holy Ghost.
Amen. 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 There's a world, amen, the sick. There's a world that's depressed. Amen. There's a world that's dying.
Right.
Amen. The suicide rate is higher in America than it has ever been. Amen. Teenagers are taking their lives. Amen. 10 and 12 and 13 year olds. Amen. Across this nation is taking their lives. Amen. Men are looking for escape. Amen. Women are looking for escape in drugs and addiction. Amen. In every town, in every corner of this nation. I live in a little town, about 13, 14,000. And I'm telling you, you can drive down the street and you see men and women. Amen. Hid in the corners of the street. Amen. On drugs and addiction. Looking, searching, desiring, trying to find a happiness and trying to find something that will satisfy their soul. Amen. Amen. But let me tell you what. The only thing that's going to satisfy the soul, the only thing that's going to give you peace and joy, amen, is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And the truth of God.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. I said that's the only thing that's going to satisfy.
Holy thing.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You go to the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and you can find what where God said. Amen. The Bible said God breathed the breath of life into the man, and he became a living soul. He breathed something into him, amen, that was like God, amen, a never dying soul. When they walked from the garden after the sin, amen, and the walk with God was severed, amen, the communication with God was severed, amen. It left a longing, it left a desire in the heart of humanity, amen. They turned everything and listened
sex and everything else they turn to try to satisfy them. The only thing going to satisfy them is the treasure that's in the field. The only thing going to satisfy them is the truth of the God. Even if you're here today, you're lonely and wretched and miserable, deep down inside your soul, I'm telling you, the only answer, amen, is to build that communication again with God. Amen, that's to buy the truth. Amen, to buy the truth with your mind, your soul, and your love for God.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The peace of God. Paul said the peace of God, amen, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Contentment, amen, love, a settled mind, amen, amen, is what men are looking for, or women are looking for. Amen. That's why that the world in the shape it's in, the drive that's inside of mankind, looking for peace and joy and happiness. Amen. They're not going to find it. Amen. Unless you bow your knee before God and say, here I am. God, I need you. I need you. Amen. And God will give you the truth. Amen. Then don't sell it. You can't sell it. Amen. 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 I was 23 years old, like a few days being 23 when I received the Holy Ghost. My wife and I, we were lost without God, running, looking, desiring, searching, seeking for something from God. Amen. Amen. Didn't know the truth. Didn't know where to find it, really. Amen. My wife was raised a Catholic, and she didn't go to church, but she was raised Catholic. Amen. During 1967, the war with Israel, she watched that television until, amen, all day long. I come in from church, I come from work, and she looked at me and she said, Billy, you can do whatever you want to. Amen. You can leave. I didn't want to go to church. She was looking for God. She said, you can do whatever you want to. You can, amen, you can leave me. You can live with me. You can do whatever you want to. But my mind made up. I'm miserable. Amen. I'm lost. I'm miserable. I'm longing for something inside. I'm going to find me a place to find peace and happiness and joy. Amen. I'm going to go to the house of God. Amen. God, make a long story short, God changed our life. Amen. I walked down that aisle that night. Amen. I said, I'll take you to church. And I took her to church. Amen. She got up while the preacher was preaching and walked down the aisle. Then 52 years ago, she walked down the aisle and fell on the altar. And before I knew what was going on, I had followed her and knelt down at the altar. I said, God, I've got to have the peace.
Got to have the peace.
If it takes the field, God, I've got to have this treasure. I want everything, God. If it takes changing the way I walk, if it takes changing the way I live, God, I've got to have this treasure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Lift your hand, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, how, come on, let's lift our hands. Jesus, I really feel that I'm talking to somebody in here. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job this morning, but I'm telling you, even I do feel the Holy Ghost, and I'm telling somebody in this place, even there's a treasure that you need to buy. Even you're not going to find it down the road. Amen. You got not going to find it in a beer jar. You're not going to find it. Amen. With some drugs. Amen. There's a treasure. It brings peace. It brings happiness. It brings joy to your life.
Yes.
If you're here today, I'm telling you, amen, I have an answer. Amen. You hear what I said? I have an answer. Amen. I'm not the car salesman, but I have an answer. Amen. It's right here, these altars. Amen. God wants to change your life. Amen. God wants to give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. God wants to work inside your soul and make something out of you. Amen. God wants to take the guilt. Amen. And the longing. Amen. And the pain out of your heart and soul, and put joy and happiness and peace in it. Come on, let God. I got to be changed. I've got to have the Holy Ghost. Come on, church, let's pray a little bit. Oh, God. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. More than one problem, but I'm talking to somebody. It's a treasure. It's a treasure. But it's more than just a shout. And I love shouting.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's more than just a dance. It's more than even just running the house.
Oh, yes.
But it's a treasure deep down in your spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. That gives you peace at night. Amen. That gives you joy. Amen. Comfort. Amen. It's a treasure. Come on, this is a treasure. Amen. Buy the truth. Solomon said, buy the truth. Buy it with all your soul and your heart. Amen. Buy this with all your might. And say, God, I want it all. I want to live for you, God. I want everything you have for me, God. I want the holiness walk, God. I want everything that you have. I want to buy the field. I want to buy the field. If the Bible said the man sold all that he had, he sold everything.
To
buy this field, we'll call the treasure within the field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sold everything that he had.
He was after the treasure, but he had to buy the field to get the treasure. I'm here to tell you, you got to buy the whole thing to get the treasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. My wife prayed for about an hour, talked in tongues. I mean, talked in tongues, laid back her head, laid back in some of the ladies' lap at the altar, and talked in tongues and talked in tongues. Amen. She'd raise up and rest a little bit, and she'd raise her hand, start praying again, crying and praying, and she'd start speaking in tongues again. Amen. One of those sisters, even a Cajun sister in Louisiana, we're from Louisiana, she wrote to her, she said, honey, my wife was 21 years old. She said, honey, since what's bothering you? You've talked in tongues for almost an hour off and on here. She said, I'm not getting up here from here. She said, every time that I raise up, I stop and I think, do I want a cigarette? And she said, if I feel just the inkling of wanting a cigarette, she said, I start praying against it. I'm not getting up here until I get delivered.
Yeah.
Amen. Until God delivers me. Amen, amen. I'm telling God delivered her. Oh, come on, lift your hand and love the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. It seemed my mind and my spirit going in a different direction. Amen. Brother Newman already talked about, amen, his past life. Amen. My wife is going on to heaven tonight. Amen. But let me tell you, at the age of 9 and 10 years old, her dad molested her. Amen. Until they got an injunction against him, a restraining order. Amen. Then her grandfather, amen, tried to molest her. Her mind was messed up.
Yeah.
Amen. She was alone and wretched inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Not knowing where to turn, not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
Amen. I never will forget the day she walked out of her house. She said, Billy, she was a young lady, what, but 16 years old. She said, you talking about us marrying someday? She said, I've got to marry now. I've got no place to go. Amen. I've run out of my house. I can't stay with my grandfather. Amen. I've got to go somewhere. Amen. That's how we got married. Amen. I'm telling you, she had, amen, an attitude and spirit that, amen, that it was horrible. Amen, that she worked with it. She'd wake up in the middle of the night crying and screaming. Amen, I'd wake up. She said, he's going to get me yet. Amen, dreamed up in the middle of the night. Amen,
yeah.
But when God gave her the Holy Ghost.
God, yeah.
When God gave her the Holy Ghost. Amen, she didn't need a psychiatrist. She didn't need a psychologist. She didn't need medication. She didn't need all that. Amen. But what a beautiful disposition. You can ask our relatives in this building today. Amen. She has such a beautiful disposition. this position. God changed her life. Amen. If you're here, you want God to change your life, you gotta buy the field. When she went to the hall, she said, I want everything. I've got to be changed. I can't live this way. I can't go on this way. Amen. I'm miserable. I'm lost. I don't know where to turn. Amen. I have no hope inside. I feel guilty and ugly and dirty.
Yeah.
But God, and I don't tell that much. Amen. But God reached down.
Yeah.
Oh, let's stand with the hands.
Jesus.
5 years that we lived together before she got the Holy Ghost. Amen. She wanted, because, not because that she didn't love me, but because of the guilt feeling deep down inside and the problem inside. She just wanted to fight all the time. It was there. You probably can relate to that. But the minute that she got the Holy Ghost, when she raised up, her whole countenance was different. Amen. There was nothing but love and joy and peace and righteousness. Let me tell you what God can do that for somebody in this building. Amen. God's here this morning. It's going to change your life. Amen. It's for whosoever will. Amen. All God can do is call you. All God can do is touch your heart. All that God can do is talk to you. Amen. He's not going to do more than that. But if you say, God, I want to be changed. I want to be different. I want the treasure. Amen. That's in the field. I want the truth. I want to find with my life, my soul. I want to ever sell it. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't really mean to go this direction. But when, amen, I'm not going in a lot of detail, but when she was, amen, at the point of dying, amen, my son was standing in the corner of the room, and he could hear it, her praying to God, I want to go home. Just take me home, God. Just take me home. Amen. That's what this Holy Ghost did for you. Amen. Amen. It's worth it all. It's worth it all. Let me tell you what. Amen. Let me tell you what you're buying. Here's what you're buying with your life, your soul, your spirit, your mind. Amen. This is what you're buying. Amen. The Bible said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Yes.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
All their tears. All their tears.
God will wipe the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. That's what you're going to buy when you buy this truth. That's when you buy the field. Amen. When you buy the field, that's what you're going to buy. Amen. You're going to buy. Amen. No more pain. I want to go, don't you?
Yes.
Come on, I want to go to heaven. Come on, I've got to be saved. I've got to be saved.
Yes.
Amen. I bought this, amen, 50-something years ago. I'm going to hold to it. Amen. Because I'm going to hear him say, well done. Amen. He's going to wipe the tears from my eyes. Amen. There'll be no more sorrow, no crying, neither there'll be any more pain, for the former thing has passed away. Amen. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God.
I will be his God. Yes.
He shall be my son and daughter. Amen. That's what you're buying. Who you're buying life hereafter. You're buying peace and joy and contentment. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know hardly anybody in this building, but I do feel like I have preached to you today. And I've given you hope.
Oh, yes, hope, God.
Come on, I've given you hope.
Hope, God.
But it's up to you to want the hope. God's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on anybody.
That's right.
But if you're here and you want that hope, all you got to do is come down here and say, God, I want hope. I want hope. I want to be changed. Come on, would you come? Thank you for coming. God's others, come on, all of us. Can I convince you to come?
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, come to the front. Come on down, talk to God. God's answer. God's answer.
Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, God's answer.
Lord, Lord, God, it's your power. Lord, yes, Lord.
Come down, say, God, someday. Someday I will be saved. Someday I will hope. Don't let God know.
Let the power of this prayer.